types of bhakti. Karma Mishra Bhakti, bhakti mixed with fruitive activities or desires, karmarpan.
Yat karoshi yarashnasi, yajjuhoshi dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurushva madarpanam.
Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me.
Jnana Mishra Bhakti,
bhakti mixed with the desire for knowledge or impersonal liberation.
Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nashochati Nakankshati Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param.
Being situated in the transcendental position beyond the contamination of the three modes of nature, Brahma Bhuta, one is fully joyful and satisfied in the self, neither lamenting nor hankering for anything, and is equally disposed towards all living beings. Thereafter, one can attain para bhakti unto me. The definition shloka of Vaidhi Bhakti.
Yatra raga navaptatvat pravritir upajayate shashane naiva shastrasya savaidha bhaktir uchyate.
When there is no attachment or spontaneous loving service to the Lord, and one is engaged in the service of the Lord simply out of obedience to the order of Guru or due to the injunctions of the scriptures, such obligatory service is called Vaidhi Bhakti. The definition shloka of Raganuga Bhakti.
Virajantim abhivyaktam vrajvasi janadishu ragatmikam anushrita yasaraganugochyate.
Devotional service imbued with spontaneous, profound love and attachment, ragatmika bhakti, is vividly expressed and manifested by the eternal residents of Vrindavan, Vrajavasis. Devotional service that follows their devotional mood is called raganuga bhakti, or devotional service following in the wake of the Ragatmika associates of Sri Radha Krishna in Braj. Srila Gurudev explains, it is essential to clearly understand the difference between Ragatmika and Raganuga. Raga means profound attachment for the object of one's love, or that towards which the heart goes spontaneously without any effort or deliberation. Atmika means imbued with. Anuga means following in the footsteps. Therefore, the term ragatmika refers exclusively to perfected souls, the eternal associates of Sri Radha Krishna in Braja, while raganuga refers to conditioned souls who practice bhakti in this world with an intense greed to attain the ragatmika bhav of the Brajabasis. The definition of Raganuga Bhakti in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Ragatmika Bhakti Mukhya Vrajavasi Jane Tarayanugatta Bhaktir Raganuga Name.
That devotion, whose very essence is constituted of eternal spontaneous attachment, Rag, is known as Ragatmika Bhakti. That devotion is topmost among all forms of bhakti and manifests only in the Brajabasis. Devotion which follows in the wake of this ragatmika bhakti is known as raganuga bhakti. The method of raganuga bhakti.
Krishnam smaram janam chasya प्रेष्ठं निजसमीहितं तत्तत्कतारतश्चासो कुर्याद्वासं व्रजे सदा.
One should constantly remember one's dearest Navakishore, Sri Nandanandan, and the beloved associates of Krishna, who are possessed of sajatiya bhav, or the identical mood for which one aspires. One should always reside in Sri Brajadham with great attachment for hearing topics regarding Krishna and his devotees. If one is physically unable to live in Braj, one should do so mentally. This is the method of Raganuga Bhakti Sadhana. Another method of Raganuga Bhakti.
Seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi tadbhava lipsuna karya vraja lokanusaratah.
A sadhaka who has intense greed, lobe for Raganuga Bhakti should serve Sri Krishna both in the sadhaka rup, the form as a devotee, and the Siddharup, one's eternal form, in accordance with the bhav or mood of the Brajabasis who possess the same mood for which one aspires. Serving in both the Sadhakrup and the Siddharup.
Nijabhishta Krishna Preshta Pacheta Lagiya Nirantara Seva Kare Antarmanahaya.
The eternal residents of Braj are known as Krishna Preshtha, very dear to Sri Krishna. Among Krishna's various devotees, those who possess the mood of service towards him, for which one intensely hankers, are known as Nijabhishta Krishna Preshtha. Following in the footsteps of those beloved associates of Sri Krishna, for whose mood of service one hankers, one should constantly serve Radha Krishna within the mind through one's internally conceived eternal spiritual form. The performance of Vaidhi Bhakti is also an essential part of Raganuga Bhakti.
Shravanot Kirtanadini Vaidha Bhaktyuditani Tu Yanyangani Chatanyatra Vigyayani Manishibhi.
The Angas of Bhakti, such as Shravan, Kirtan, Sri Guru Parashray, and others, which have already been described in regard to Vaidhi Bhakti, are recognized to be also useful and necessary in Raganuga Bhakti by intelligent persons. Srila Gurudev has said, most of us do not practice Raganuga Bhakti. We are not qualified for that. However, we practice a special kind of Raga Pravritti Vaidhi Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti which is aimed at attaining Raganuga Bhakti. The eligibility for Raganuga Bhakti.
Ragatmikaikanishthaye Vrajavasi janadaya Tesham bhavaptaye lubdho Bhaved atradhikaravan.
The greed of those devotees who, while residing in Braj, cultivate exclusive and fixed determination to attain the bhav of the Ragatmika jana, the eternal associates of Sri Radha Krishna in Braj, establishes their qualification as Raganuga Jan. Transcendental greed, Lobha.
Lobhe Vrajavasira Bhave Kare Anugati Shastra Yukti Nahi Mane Raganugar Prakriti.
When one follows in the footsteps of the residents of Braj by cultivating their devotional moods with intense greed, he does not consider the injunctions of the scriptures or their reasoning. This is the nature of spontaneous devotion. Srila Gurudev has said, Krishna likes one tear more than 1,000 words. If we cry for Krishna as we chant his names, his heart will melt and he will bestow his mercy. We should pray with our hearts. Our words and hearts should be one. When we pray, our hearts should emanate from our bodies in the shape of tears, and then the fruit will come. We cannot achieve this without the mercy of Krishna or any of his special associates. We are able to weep for worldly things, but not for bhakti. We are able to perform external services, but we don't know how to weep. We should want to weep from our hearts as we call out, O Radhe, O Krishna, O Gurudev. The definition shlok of Ragatmika Bhakti.
Ishte svarasiki raga paramavishtata bhavet tanmayiya bhavet bhakti satra ragatmiko dita.
Srila Rupa Goswami said, Rag is a spontaneous and profound attachment for one's Ishtadev while being completely absorbed in thoughts of them, with an intense desire to love and serve them. That bhakti, which is permeated with such intense feelings of spontaneous love, is called Ragatmika Bhakti. This refers exclusively to the eternal residents of Braj, who are attached to Sri Krishna in a mood of intimate love, free from any conception of the Lord's opulence or majesty. The two types of Ragatmika Bhakti.
Sakama Rupa Sambandha Rupa Cheti Bhavidvidha.
Devotional service under the heading of Ragatmika Bhakti is divided further into two categories. The first is called Kama Rupa Bhakti and refers to the gopi's devotion in the form of divine lust, Madhurya Rasa, transcendental desire to give Sri Krishna pleasure in conjugal love. The other category is called Sambandha Rupa, devotion in the form of parental, Vatsalya Rasa, or friendly, Sakya Rasa, relationship with Krishna. Kama Rupa Bhakti has two forms. Sambhog Ichamayi, the desire to enjoy directly with Sri Krishna, and Tat Tad Bhava Ichamayi, the desire to experience the bhav or moods of Srimati Radhika, but not to enjoy directly with Sri Krishna. Tat Tad Bhava Ichamayi. The desire of the Manjari Gopis is to unmotivatedly render service to Srimati Radhika in her dalliances with Sri Krishna. In the same way that the leaves and flowers of a creeper experience the happiness and distress of the creeper, the manjaris naturally taste tat tad bhav, each and every one of her sweet bhavas. They do not desire direct union with Krishna, even in their dreams. This is the essence of Radha Dasyam. The method to attain residence in Braj on the platform of Ragatmika Bhakti.
Yadi cher avasam vrajabhu visaragam pratijanu yuvadvandam tachet paricharitum arad abhilashe swarupam shrirupam saganamniha tasya grajamapi sputam premna nityam smaranama.
My dear mind, please hear me. If you are eager to gain residence in Braj on the platform of Ragatmika Bhakti, and if you desire to obtain the direct service of Navayugal Kishore, Sri Radha Krishna, then birth after birth, always distinctly remember and bow down with great love to Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, and his elder brother Sri Sanatana Goswami, and all other associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are recipients of his mercy. Always remember Srimati Radhika as she who controls Sri Krishna by her love.
Madhishanatatve Vrajavipina Chandram Vrajavane Shvarim Tannatatve Tadatula Sakitve Tulalitam Vishakham Shikshali Vitarana Gurutve Priyasaro Girindro Tatpreksha Lalitarati Datve Smaramana.
What should be the mutual relationship between Raganuga Bhajan and Madhurya Ras? Sri Raghunath Das Goswami tells us, O mind, always remember Vrindavan Chandra Shri Krishna as the Prananath of my Swamini Srimati Radhika, Vrindavaneshri Srimati Radhika as she who controls him by her love, Sri Lalita as the peerless friend of my Swamini, Sri Vishakha as the Shiksha Guru instructing all the gopis in making arrangements of Sri Yugal Seva, and Radhakund and Giriraj Govardhan as those who grant darshan of Sri Radha Krishna and bestow sublime rati for their lotus feet. Rupanuga Bhakti, those who follow Srila Rupa Goswami.
Bhakti Purvai Shrita Tantu Rasam Pashyad Yadatadhi Tang Nomi Satatam Rupa Nama Priyajanam Hare.
Though previous Mahajans, Prahlad, Dhruva, Kumaras, etc., have taken up the path of bhakti, I constantly pay my obeisances to Srila Rupa Goswami, the Lord's dearmost associate, by whose mercy one now attains the intelligence to understand and relish bhakti in its complete rasa form. One who follows the line of Srila Rupa Goswami will attain the matchless gem of service to Sri Radha Krishna.
Mana Shiksha Daika Dashaka Varam Etan Madhuraya Gira Gayatyuchai Samadhigata Sarvarta Tatiya Sayutha Sri Rupanuga Iha Bhavan Gokulabane Jano Radha Krishna Tula Bhajanaratnam Salabhate.
While instructing his own mind, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami offers the following benediction in order to inspire other devotees to study and recite this stotra known as Manashiksha. Anyone who, adopting the line of Sri Rupa Goswami and his followers, takes up residence in Gokul Van, in Sri Braj Mandal near Sri Govardhan, and loudly sings these 11 excellent instructions to the mind in a melodious voice with full understanding of their various meanings, will certainly obtain the matchless gem of devotional service to Sri Sri Radha Krishna.